This is CPR and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. Liquor sales are booming during the pandemic in Colorado. So far this year, spirits are up 20%, wine 11%. Denver retailer Ron Vaughn says he's never seen his business this busy. He has doubled his delivery fleet.
We're getting a couple of hundred deliveries a day that we have to handle here. I've got 12 delivery vehicles and 20 drivers and, you know, a lot of overhead.
Vaughn says customers are also buying more expensive liquor. A new report suggests more parking near RTD stations is contributing to higher rents. CPR's Nathaniel Miner explains.
RTD has opened dozens of train stations in the last 6 years. But new research by RTD staff shows that apartments near those stations have far more parking spots than residents actually use. John Hersey is with RTD.
It's just too much parking. And the cost of that parking, when you think of where that money could go otherwise, I think that gets the wheels turning in our head.
Each parking spot costs about $25,000 to build. And Hersey says that cost is passed along to renters. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Be careful on the Roaring Fork River this afternoon. An ice jam melted, sending ice debris and water downstream. Officials are warning people to get out of the Roaring Fork River and get to higher ground between Snowmass Canyon and Carbondale. 60 in Denver, 34 in Vail, 54 degrees for Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.